Last Thursday's interception of a 50-ton shipload of weapons apparently bound for Gaza is alarming from two points of view.
NPR News analyst Daniel Shore.
First, the Palestinian-Israeli standoff. Allowing the shipment to proceed after Yasser Arafat's December 16 speech calling for an end to violence would suggest a cynical cover of plans for an all-out attack on Israel. If, as Arafat claims, he didn't know about the arms shipment in which his own lieutenants were involved, that would suggest the possibility of a plot by militants to seize power from him. In any event, Israeli talks with the Palestinians are probably off for some unspecified time. Secondly, the episode is alarming for what it says about the role of Iran. After September 11th, Iran denounced acts of terror, and there was a candlelight vigil in Tehran for the victims. The Bush administration welcomed the hope that Iran might be moving towards the anti-terrorist camp. But the shipment of weapons bearing markings in the Farsi language and loaded at an island off the Iranian coast suggests that the hard-line mullahs are still in control when the chips are down. So troublesome is this that the Bush administration at first hesitated to credit the story of the interception by Israeli naval commandos and then finally did. Today, Secretary of State Colin Powell telephoned Arafat and stressed the seriousness of the issue. For the Bush administration, this represents an unwelcome distraction from the war in Afghanistan and its concentration on destroying the global al-Qaeda network. President Bush may consider Osama bin Laden the focus of evil, but Israel Sharon said in a speech yesterday that Iran at the present time is the center of world terror. It seems clear that the arms episode opens a new phase both in the Israeli-Palestinian confrontation and the broader anti-terrorist campaign. This is Daniel Shore.